This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. In their latest production, a theater company south of Atlanta is taking the title of Lee Blessing's 1988 political drama, A Walk in the Woods, quite literally. Sarenby Playhouse is staging the play in, you guessed it, the woods. Last week, I spoke with the company's executive and artistic director, Brian Cloudis. We spent our time together talking not only about the play and the company's production of it, but how nature can play a prominent role in outdoor theater. Now, Brian, for starters, Sarenby Playhouse performing in the great outdoors of Chattahoochee Hills, Georgia, is nothing new. In fact, it's your MO.
It is. This is actually our fourth season. And we started the company outdoors initially out of necessity because there's not an actual physical space in Sarenby. And then after our first season, there was a lot of buzz about doing outdoor theater. After our first season, we produced in three new locations outside. And then after that season, there was even more buzz. So we actually remodeled our mission statement to be an outdoor site-specific company. And we're the only company in the Southeast that produces this way. And that's, you know, part of why we've been so successful so quickly.
Let's talk more about this month's production, A Walk in the Woods. It stems from an actual incident in Geneva in 1983 when a Soviet and an American diplomat, well, took a walk in the woods together during arms control talks.
Yes. So it's taking this kind of seed that happened and spinning off of it. So the actual characters are fiction in our play. Andre Botnovic and John Honeyman. John Honeyman is the U.S. negotiator, and Botnovic is the Russian negotiator. And they're at a table negotiating nuclear warfare and trying to come to an agreement, and they can't. So almost for a publicity stint, they decide to take a breath and take a walk in the woods. And it becomes so successful for them that they meet for four seasons. And not only does it chronicle the negotiations between this contract to where Russia and U.S. can come to an agreement, it also chronicles the personal relationship between these two characters. You've got Botnovic the Russian, who's this older, kind of zany, charming guy. And then you've got the really straight-laced American who's coming in there to do business. And it really chronicles their relationship and friendship. They end up almost being friends in the end.
In the broader sense, not just this production, is it more difficult to hold an audience's attention when Mother Nature has her own show underway at the same time?
It's interesting that you say that because opening night, there was a huge storm that came through and Atlanta really got nailed. And luckily, Chattahoochee Hills, it passed over. But during the first entire act, there was thunder and lightning in the background, and it almost looked like bombs. So they're talking about nuclear warfare, and you're hearing this rumble and like lightning flashing in the back. So everybody was like, "Oh my God, your lighting's so amazing! How did you get to do that?" You know, I was like, "That's Mother Nature, not us." Producing theater outdoors, it is a whole nother ball game. You know, there is Mother Nature we have to constantly deal with, and there's always that worry of, you know, what if this happens, what if that happens. But it keeps us on our toes, and it makes it exciting. So you really have to embrace it.
What do you think there is to be gained from performing not only A Walk in the Woods, but any piece of theater outdoors?
I think it lends itself to an experience as opposed to just sitting in a theater. You know, when you walk into the space, it's not just sitting down in a black box waiting for something to happen. You walk into the space and you're transported. We've created like a long path to get to the playing space. So you literally, after box office, you take a walk in the woods to get to the production. And I think in this day and age when our audiences are used to sitting at a TV or playing video games, they don't know how to act as an audience. So I think giving them an experience that immerses them, it almost forces them to be an active audience member. So I think it gives a sort of like real festival feel, like that audience is like, "Oh my gosh, you know, we were here for something unique and we waited for this and saw that thunder and lightning and how cool was it?" The things that we can do outside that we could never do in an actual theater space are what makes it so incredibly unique.
Brian, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Brian Cloudis is the executive and artistic director of Sarenby Playhouse, nestled in the woods of Chattahoochee Hills, Georgia. The theater's production of Lee Blessing's A Walk in the Woods runs through Sunday. For more information, visit us online right now. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.